this is great news for Maryland voters. Last year, people worked extremely hard everywhere in the state trying to get signatures by going to mdpetitions.com. And really, we had over 133,000 signatures. It was the most successful referendum to date in Maryland. And we were tried to stop by Casa de Maryland, and illegal aliens sued us in court. They tried to throw out our signatures. This is a wonderful day because now all of Maryland is going to be able to vote on this important issue of whether we're going to give our hard-earned tax money to illegal aliens to subsidize their college education costs this coming November.
Now comes the campaign to try to get people to overturn the DREAM Act. How is that effort going, trying to convince people to vote your way?
Well, I think it's just a matter of common sense. When people see the facts, they see that, first of all, at the federal level, it's illegal to give college subsidies to illegal aliens. Once they graduate, an illegal alien can't get a job in this country legally. Marylanders, we know we're spending too much, and now it's time for us to say stop the spending, and we're not going to give our hard-earned money to illegal aliens who can't even work in this country when they graduate. I do think it's a matter of common sense. I think Marylanders will vote the right way, although you're right. There needs to be a campaign, and right after the congressional redistricting petition that mdpetitions.com is involved with right now, it ends in June, then we're going to start turning our efforts to making sure that we win this coming November.
Ask you about the redistricting petition. How's that effort going? I know that you cleared the first hurdle, getting the nearly 19,000 that you needed to continue to collect petitions. And here we are, the 13th of June. How are things going with the effort to get signatures?
Well, it's a real race. You know, people see that Maryland's communities are divided all across the state. This map is the worst, I believe, in the whole country. We've got three of the top 10 worst congressional districts in the whole country in a ranking done by someone in a different state. And, you know, there are 438, and we've got three of the worst, and we only have eight congressional districts. People in Maryland know this has got to be stopped, but we do need people to go to mdpetitions.com to sign that petition and mail it in. It's going to be a real race. It's a nail biter. It's going to come down to the very end, so every signature is going to count on this one.
To the DREAM Act and to the same-sex marriage petition, it appears, I mean, you're having a harder time convincing people to sign these petitions. Does that have to do with the issue of redistricting, that people can't wrap their hands around it, or if they don't live in those districts, it doesn't impact them?
Well, I think what happens here is each petition effort is very, very different. And this one, people, when they see the map, which they can see by going to mdpetitions.com, once you see the map, it's just people want to sign it. But, of course, the passion level is not there. People, you know, we're not taking money or we're not changing the definition of marriage with the congressional redistricting effort. But it is a matter of common sense. It's not a bunch of emotion, but common sense says this map doesn't make sense. When it's in front of people, they sign right away. And that's what I would just encourage everybody to do. Please go to mdpetitions.com to sign that petition, and that'll allow us all to be able to vote on this coming November, where we can say, hey, you've given us a melon, Governor, and we want a new map. Please return it and give us a better map, which you can do.